passed second stage, which meant it got the majority support of the Dáil, but now Fianna Fáil are blocking this bill from moving past the remaining stages. And as a result of that, what we see now is permanent TSB being given a free hand. It's not the only sale that we've seen in recent months. Permanent TSB has sold up to 10,000 homes over the last period, and this is a bank that is owned by the state. But we've also had AIB, Bank of Ireland, Ulster Bank doing the same. And they're able to do this because the No Consent, No Sale Bill, which is my legislation, which would forbid a bank from selling your mortgage unless you gave consent, is being stalled at this point in time by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
And the argument is, in many cases, were the borrowers offered the same terms that the voucher funds are being offered, it could be a very different story.
Absolutely. Like, these sales are taking place with huge write-downs. They will not offer that to their customers. Look, all the experience tells us, and anybody who's working on the front line with people in mortgage distress will tell you that if you want to try and maintain the roof over your head, then the last place where you want your loan to be is in the hands of vultures. We've seen some of the practices, and this isn't just something that's happening in Dublin or Cork and the major cities. There is not a part of our country that isn't seeing the repossession situation happening. Indeed, here in Donegal, we've seen over the last number of months since the start of the year that 9 family homes have been repossessed. And it is my experience that this is just going to increase, because now we have a huge amount of loans that have been sold to vultures, and vultures have no long-term interest. All they want to do is turn a quick profit and get out of here. They're able to do so tax-free because of the tax code that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have brought in. And now they're being able to, they're being facilitated by state-owned banks to put the squeeze on ordinary families who are trying to do their best to keep the roof over their head. And it's not acceptable in my view at all. And we need to move this legislation forward. But the only thing that can do that is serious people pressure on both those parties to actually agree to this solution.